Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Coach Karen Scott. I have a very brief show tonight, but we're going to talk about managing your stress, and I'm going to be giving some tips on how to manage that stress that can help you throughout your day, as well as a scripture that will relate to part of the series, mindful thinking, because mindful thinking leads to less stress. So we'll be starting very shortly. I said it's going to be a brief call today, a brief show today, but impactful as always. So if there's anyone you want to invite, you still have time in the next 30 seconds before we get started. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started. As I said, I won't be keeping you tonight too long, but again, we have some impactful information regarding managing your stress. So let's just take a look at some of these tips. And mind you, these are just a few things that I'll be sharing, but I'm sure there are tips that you have as well that you might be already doing. The first one is, get some exercise. Physical activity releases natural endorphins, which make you feel great and can alleviate stress. And there's different ways you can do physical activity. You can walk, you can jump rope, maybe do like a little jog or, you know, anything that's going to burn some stress bubbles, you know. You can even do like a hula hoop. Like, I think that would be exciting as well. Eat healthy foods. So important to avoid foods that are high in fat, sugar, and sodium. You want to eat healthy snacks and don't skip meals, something I have to work on as far as skipping meals or not eating. However, what I have learned during this journey of treatments for cancer with my husband is that cancer cells search for and gravitate towards sugar. That's why it's so important to watch the intake of sugar and the type of sugars that we're eating, which also comes from foods that are high in fat, high in sugar, and sodium. take breaks. Schedule a few short breaks throughout your day to help minimize your stress. Excuse me, your stress. Stretch. Go for a walk, or maybe even call a friend. When you get back to what you were doing, you'll begin to work at that more efficiently. Learn how to say no and not feel guilty about it. Because sometimes when we take on additional work, when we're already too busy, can make things worse. Get enough sleep. The majority of us need 6 to 9 hours. But we will give up that sleep when we're under stress to get more studying or work done. Sleep should take precedence over all of that. Very important. Manage your time effectively by keeping a list or a daily planner, and be sure to include time for yourself. Then make sure you give priority to the most important activities and do those first. So when you're making your list, make sure you're prioritizing your activities. Sometimes you may even need to talk it out, another tip. Because when we bottle up our emotions, that can increase our frustration, and then that frustration can add to your stress. You can share your feelings with someone like a family member, a friend, a counselor, professor, whoever you feel comfortable talking with to help you clear your mind and give you a fresh perspective. Sometimes you even take that talk it out and you could talk to God, studying the word and just sometimes just meditating and just resting in Him and relying on Him. It's also great to laugh because they say laughter is the best medicine. Maintaining your sense of humor and the ability to laugh at yourself can really diffuse a stressful situation. So, when you're feeling stressed, it's okay to laugh. Maybe think of something funny that someone's done to help you with that laughter. Only control what you can. A major source of stress comes from trying to control events or other people. When confronted with a stressful situation, you may want to ask yourself, is this really my problem? Does this belong to me? And if the answer is no, then I think it may be a good idea to try to leave it alone. If the answer is yes, maybe figure out how to resolve it. You might not be able to resolve it now, but maybe a resolution may come later. So only control what you can. And if it's not something you can control, then let it go. Have a good cry. Sometimes you might just want to go in your room and start crying. Let it out. But sometimes things, you know, can stress us out. And crying is a great way to, excuse me, and a healthy way to relieve your anxiety. It also might prevent a headache or other physical consequences of keeping things bottled up. Now, by all means, if you're crying every day, this could be a sign of depression, and then you would need to seek help. You can seek professional help, and you can still spend time with God. Because when you spend time with God and that mindful thinking starts coming in and you're alleviating all that excess stress and anxiety because you're cleaning out your heart and your mind and your body and soul. have a good cry. But hopefully, like I said, it's not every day. One thing you do not need to do is self-medicate, because drugs and alcohol will not get rid of conditions that cause stress. Although they may seem to provide temporary relief, they'll only mask it or disguise the problem. So basically, why would you want that to happen? If you're trying to relieve yourself of stress, why would you want to deal with something that's really just covering it up or masking the problem? Lastly, get help. Asking for help is definitely not a sign of weakness. There are a lot of resources available to help to deal with stress. And the important thing is to take advantage of it. You can go online. You can check out different self-help groups. You can, you know, see what type of, you know, counselors are out there if you're, you know, looking to go that route. But whatever it is, just remember that managing stress on a day-to-day basis could either be helpful situations or situations that are a hindrance. So again, you want to get some exercise. So begin to think about things that you can do that are physical that will help relieve some of that. You know what? Just even go to a, you know, go for a bicycle ride. That would help. Eating the healthy foods. Take breaks. Learn to say no. Get enough sleep. Manage your time effectively. Talk it out. Laugh. Control what you can. Have a good cry. Don't self-medicate. And most importantly, get help. So I'm going to open up and see if there's any comments or anything that someone may want to add that I might not have mentioned that they may be doing. And then we will close out with the scripture as it relates to helping to relieve stress. Bear with me. Okie dokie.
Learn how to say no was a good one.
That's definitely a good one.
Yeah. Once I learned how to do that, life got so much better, because I would just be like, oh, yeah. Not like bad things, but just like if somebody
right.
wanted to hang out, even if I told myself mm-hmm. I wasn't doing anything, if somebody asked me,
right.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay. And then I used to be like, oh, my God. And just doing that all the time when I already had in my mind I wasn't doing anything to change, or if somebody always needed advice or help, I'd be
right
there.
Right.
To help, and it's like, but I'm not like helping myself, I'm not like working on me, I'm always helping you and working on you
mm-hmm.
and giving you advice and giving my time to you, and it's like I had no time for myself, so I was like, I'm gonna start saying no. Like, I felt bad at first, and then I was like, I'll feel bad.
Then it's okay after that. Yeah,
right.
It's okay after that. You do feel bad at first, and then after you do it that
yeah.
first time, you're like, oh, okay, it's not that bad.
Right,
not that
they won't get mad at you.
They'll figure it out. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and if they're truly your friends, they're not going to get mad if you tell them no.
Exactly.
Or you, I don't,
mm-hmm.
I can't help you with that. Like, I need to work on me. They won't get
exactly.
They won't.
And
get
that's
good.
A key point you made. We have to work on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take care of ourselves. You know, even if it's like 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Just like kind of sit, just like close your eyes and just be like,
mm-hmm.
you know, just taking it all in, taking it all in. So we definitely have
right.
to do that. Mm-hmm. Any other comments? It's okay, as long as you're, you know, listening and getting some information. So I'm going to go ahead and share tonight's scripture, and we'll bring it to an end. Hold on a second. Coming from James chapter 1, I'm going to be reading 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. I'm going to go ahead and read 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. When you think about these verses, it's basically saying that we are going to go through trials that will test our faith, but then we have to take some patience with that, you know, and that comes along with maturity as we strive to reach a goal that only God can enable us to achieve. So basically, what is that saying? It's just saying that we just continually need to grow our relationship with God so that we continue to be mindful thinkers and be able to handle certain things like stress and anxiety and all these. I'm not saying you're not going to, you know, experience any of these, but it's also saying if we trust in God and seek him in everything that we do, it will help that journey a lot better. You know, just seek God in everything that you do. Spend some time with him and, you know, he will help us. He will give us the desires of our heart. He will help us overcome some of these stress things that we go through, these stress activities, or what I want to call them, stress bubbles, whatever. He will bring us through no matter what. Again, he does say that weapons will form, but it doesn't mean they'll prosper. Because stay in his will and stay in his will way, because God is in control of each and everything that we do. Again, that was James 1, and I read 2 through 5 instead of 2 through 4. And we just thank him for it, you know, and I'm not going to hold us any longer. I'm going to give it another open, and if there are any comments, then at that point, you can make it. I'm going to open up again. All righty.
All right. That was a good one.
Yep, nice and simple, but as always, impactful, very helpful. Again, I'm not looking to stretch this, you know, show tonight too much, but I just wanted to kind of like, you know, just share what God, you know, placed on your heart to give to me. So, and I thank you for that. So if there's no other comments or questions or concerns or suggestions, we will bring the show to an end.
Well, wait, exercise is a good one. That's all I wanted to say. Especially when you get a good workout in.
Yes, yes, yes. And there's so many different ways you can do that. You can get good workouts at any time. You know what I mean? Like, you can do so many things. Like I said, the riding of the bike, the jumping of a rope. Like you mentioned about glide, like that type of stuff. Or, you know, even if you stand in the kitchen washing dishes, you can do exercise there if you're like doing walking in place and stuff like that. So there's so many different ways, you know, running the vacuum cleaner, especially with the one we have, you know, so because that one's pretty heavy, I shall say. Yep. All right. Well, if there's no other suggestions or anything that anybody said, I'm going to bid you adieu. Tell you have an awesome night. And I thank God for a beautiful day, because it was a long day, but I thank him for traveling mercies and getting us to and from our destination safely.
Yep.
Have a great evening and talk soon.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.